Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? 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 Hello?
I do.
Hello?
Don?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so... Oh, my goodness. I can't believe what I just did. Good afternoon. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Laid Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. This is your frazzled host, Stephanie Wallace. I've been sitting here talking for maybe 5 minutes, trying to get you in on the line, and I had the phone on mute the whole time. So, for the most part, I was just talking to myself. Anyway, today's show is Guy Talk. And it is on procrastination, which we're going to get Tyson about because Tyson's not showing up here on the line yet. So I guess I'm going to have to fill in for him until he gets in or whatever. So today, you picked the topic today. What made you pick this as a topic?
Well, it's one of my biggest, well, I say downfalls. It seems to be procrastination. It's one of the things that I just don't seem to be able to overcome for some reason. I mean, I'm always find myself procrastinating of one reason or another, you know. I mean, regardless to what, you know, I mean, I'm always putting it off to the next day or putting things off instead of just, you know, just dealing with things as it comes, you know. And I don't seem to overcome that for some reason. I mean, I overcome a lot of things in my life, but procrastination seems to want to be one of the biggest hurdles for me to overcome for some reason. I don't know, you know.
Has it negatively affected you in any way?
Well, I mean, it, you know, can I say negatively affect? I mean, I guess eventually it catches up to you because, you know, the things that you kind of put off, it's going to catch up to you eventually. So you have to really, you know, I think, yeah, it has, you know, it has put a negative spin on things because, you know, a lot of times if you really realize, if you just, you know, face what, you know, what you're dealing with. For example, a lot of times, for example, I've been meaning to call my boy, for example, for some various things I want to discuss with him about. And I haven't made that phone call yet, you know.
Really?
And I'm like that, yeah. And I'm like, okay. I know it's like, see, you know, I know, like, I try to catch him at, you know, at a good time because, you know, he comes home from work and everything like that, and I want to catch him at a good time, and I don't want to be like, okay, as soon as he comes in the door, I catch him, whatever like that. I try to give him a little time, and then when I, you know, give him that time, then I wind up forgetting that I should have made that call, then it gets too late, you know what I mean? So that's what I mean by procrastinating. It's not a.
Well, even if you just catch him and say, look, man, I know you're just getting in from work, give me a call when you get a chance. something
yeah,
I want to discuss.
That might be a better way to go about it, you know, instead of just keep waiting and waiting and waiting and like, oh, okay. And then, you know, you realize that, you know, one day turns into two, two turns into a week,
mm-hmm.
a week turns into a month could turn into, you know, 6 months, 6 months could turn into a year. I mean, that's how, you know what I mean? So time,
yeah.
you know, goes by so fast. So that's why I said we have to really, you know, just, you know, when you get something, you know, just address it and do it and, you know, and stop putting things off. And that's one of the things I need to work on with myself, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my, you know, that's why I think procrastination is I know we're all guilty of it to one degree or another. You know, we all have some
right.
of that in us, you know what I'm saying? And it's something that, but I think with me, I think if I could just really get this procrastination thing down to the pack, I mean, at least limit it, you know what I'm saying? At least, you know,
right.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's perfect, but, you know, if I could just, you know, be, you know, I don't know. I just need to really, really work on that with myself, you know. And it's just funny how some things in life can be so simple, and then some things are so more complicated, you know what I'm saying? So that's one of my
I'm a master procrastinator.
Yeah.
Master,
okay.
professional procrastinator.
So you understand.
And it's always been that way. You know, even during school, you know, as a kid, got a book report to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last minute, skimming the book, reading the back of the book, and writing a report.
See,
you know,
at least you read a book. I used to make my own books up. I used to write. I was so lazy in reading books. I would make my own characters, my own authors. You know what I'm saying? Everything, you know, and you know, it's funny,
so
the irony of it, I would actually get good grades in book report. I was just so lazy and just reading, you know what I'm saying? I didn't start reading books until after I graduated high school. I didn't start reading books until after I graduated. Yeah, that's the, you know, so, you know. Yeah.
See, I was okay
so
if it was a book that I wanted to read, but a lot of, like, the high school reading, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't stand the high school reading. The required
reading. I don't know when I open up a textbook.
Mm-hmm. The Shakespeare's and the Catcher in the Rye and all that kind of Mice and Men. None of that stuff. I just couldn't get with it. Now, I would also not make up book reports, but I used to write stories. And so I would be in class writing stories and passing the stories around. You know, and so that's what I was busy doing.
Wow.
And I would carry with me everywhere I went. I wrote a story, 204.5 handwritten pages. And I was passing this story around, and, they, you know, when I come to school, and it was like, crap, you got some more? You wrote some more? You know, so that was fun for me in
school.
You
didn't even realize, like, wow, you had that talent even at that time, huh?
No, I mean, I realized it then, but I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know what to go with it, you know. And then my stories back then were about Michael Jackson, so, you know, I know I couldn't go nowhere with that. I mean, I guess I could have changed the character or whatever, but, yeah, that was back in my I'm in love with Michael Jackson days. Yeah,
so. I used to like his sister, so I don't feel bad. I like the sister, so you know, we both
Janet,
in the same family.
Janet. And so now, you know, with the procrastination it's still kind of the same thing. You know, as long as I'm the final say in it, it takes me. I will procrastinate if I'm the final say. But if I'm doing something for someone else, then it's something different.
But the question, right, of the day is, how do we overcome procrastination? What do we do about it, and when do we stop procrastinating? That is.
Well, how do you feel when you do something that you know that you would usually procrastinate on, and you actually just go ahead and get it done? How do you feel?
Feel good. You feel like, you know, like, okay, you know, like accomplished, you know, mission accomplished. Like, okay, I did that.
Right.
I said I was going to do it, did it, done, over with. You know what I mean? If I could just keep on that track, you know what I mean? And then before you know it, I'm right back into the procrastinating thing again, you know?
Right.
It's like
it's
a bad habit.
It's a feeling of accomplishment, like you said. It's a feeling of accomplishment. And, oh, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
You know, like when you get it done, you feel like, oh, that wasn't so bad, wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. Or whatever, and realizing also what makes you procrastinate?
Well, I think a part of it is just laziness. It's a major part of procrastination to me. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I ain't got to do that right now. You know. So once you have that, put it off. You know, and then like I said, you know, moments to minutes, minutes to hours, hours to days, days to weeks, weeks to months, months to years. You know that time is funny like that. You know, time is something that continues to go by, you know, and how we utilize this time is up to us, right? So that's the thing, you know, we you know, when we feel it's important. Now, some things, look, I know, like, certain things I cannot, like, put off. Like, for example, dialysis. Dialysis, I don't skip dialysis days. I know my Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. I don't be like, oh, man, I supposed to went to dialysis today. You know, I know when Tuesday comes, I'm going to dialysis. And same thing with Thursday and same thing with Saturday. So, and you know, because I know that's fixed. Of course, it's life and death, too. You know, priority. I mean, I have to do it. You know what I mean? But if I can prioritize other things in my life other than dialysis, I think I would have, I'd be made in the shade. I'd be really in good shape, you know. So,
but see, it's the whole thing is the consequence is different. You understand what I'm saying? It's like if you don't go to dialysis, you're gonna feel like crap, and you're gonna die.
Yes.
You know, so the consequence is much different.
Yes.
You know, so I mean, dialysis
but everything
is
be
almost
life
a welcome
or death?
Thing.
But must everything be life or death for me to deal with it? You know what I mean? I mean, can it be like, you know, something simple, you know, to say, okay, all right, if I ain't going to die, then hey, forget about it, you know?
If I ain't going to die, then I ain't going to do it.
You know? You know? So I don't know. I don't know. Wow. Yeah.
Wow, that's funny. That's funny, but, you know, I understand. I mean, I haven't been to that, you know, drastic point yet. It's like my skin. I have to use an ointment for my skin for it to stay, you know, because I have the skin cancer. So without it, my skin starts to really act up and irritate me very bad.
So
I have to have this certain ointment. Now I can't stand going to the dermatologist.
Really?
I don't like going to the doctor, period.
Yeah, you
but then I don't like going
former,
to the doctor.
I'm going
to
tell you something. I'm a former eczema patient, right? I grew up
with
eczema. I'm born with that stuff, right? I mean, I'm not saying to the point of what you're dealing with, but I the whole dermatologist thing, I mean, when I was a little kid, I mean, when I was a baby, I mean, I grew up, and I used to have it really, really bad. I used to have it on my arm. When I was a little boy, I used to wear long-sleeve shirts. Because I used to try to cover my arms and my skin. Because, you know, people be asking, oh, what happened to your skin? What happened? You got burned or what? You know, that's how bad it looked. That's how, you know, it looked like I've been burned on my legs and things like that. I would always keep covered. And then you can't cover your face. It would be on my face, on my neck. It would be on my back, my chest, everything. You know what I'm saying? All over. It's something I guess it eventually, as I got older, I grew out of. And my sister had it as well. And we were the only two that seemed to have it, and my father, but everybody else seemed to be okay. And I'm like, I'd be looking at everybody's arms and legs. I'd be like, why my skin can't look like that? You know, I'm like, why? Of course, you know, we go through the why me thing of why, you know, why this, why that, you know what I'm saying? But that's something that eventually, you know, I grew out of. But I do know the dermatologist thing. I used to stay at the dermatologist, you know, and they used to give me this cream.
I think part of my not liking going to the dermatologist is, one, because I don't like going to the doctor. Because I see so many doctors. You know what I'm saying? And so one of those things that it's not a matter of life and death. So we can put this off. But then when that skin starts messing up, it almost like starts to come, you know, like my face is pretty smooth.
Okay.
But when I'm not using the ointment, it starts to come into my face.
So
you
chose
the
ointment is
like
the greasier one, right? That's the ointment, right? Versus the cream.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and so it's like procrastination,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I run out of that daggone ointment, and then I got to wait for an appointment, and so I had to stop doing that. Because the feeling that, you know, the negative results,
sure,
you know, is what made me stop procrastinating in that regard. You know, and even as recently as the toe being amputated, that was procrastination.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, stubbornness and procrastination, thinking I knew, you know.
I've been down that road too myself, you know.
Yeah.
That matter of fact, of course, you know, I told you I speak about my amputation, my left leg, which started from a toe. Actually, which got infected, and then again my whole foot, and then next, you know, the leg.
Oh,
you know,
my
saying?
God.
Spread, yeah, absolutely. See, one simple toe, you know what I'm saying? I could have avoided the whole thing. I probably could have still had my leg had I, you know, not procrastinated once again. And, you know, of course, you know, being in denial, too, a lot of times, you know, that comes with it, too, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get caught up in that denial thing. And, of course, I've lost a couple of, on the right foot, I've lost two toes as well, you know what I'm saying? So I understand that, too. As a matter of fact, as recently as last year, when I had went into the hospital, that was one of the problems that I had. I had one of the amputations of my toe. So, I definitely understand that totally. You know what I'm saying? And,
now, do you have neuropathy in your feet, like where you can't really feel them?
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. See, that's a big problem. I also have it in my hands, too, because, my hands be like, my hands be, it's a bad, bad thing because my hand, the feelings are, you know what I'm saying? I mean, my hands, like, I can feel. I can, you know, I touch things, whatever like that. But, like, for example, like, you know how you pop your fingers, like, when you're listening to music, like, you pop your finger? I can't do that anymore with neither hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't even pop my fingers anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't even do that anymore. You know what I'm saying?
So it's like you can still feel, but it's decreased sensation.
Yes. So the nerves are, but I'm constantly like moving my fingers, and I think it's gotten even worse since dialysis because a lot of times when, especially like with my left arm and with the access is in my left arm now. It used to be in my right arm, and I think what happens is when your arm, you know, it's still so still. You have to keep that arm still when you have the needles in your arm during the treatment, and you have to keep that arm still, and you can't move it. You can't, you know what I'm saying? You have to, and then your finger, but you can move your fingers, but I constantly, like, sometimes it starts to, it used to ache me real bad. I used to, because the circulation is so bad, you know, it's like, it's just one of these things you got to deal with, you know what I'm saying? But I don't really complain about it. You know, you never really hear me complaining about it because it's like, okay, it ain't going to stop. You know, it's like okay, all
right,
fine. And I tell you, know, it's also, too, right, it interferes with my typing, right? When I get on the computer. It interferes with my fingers because, you know, I'm used to typing, you know, using the home row and everything like that, the ASDF, JKL, semicolon, and, you know, I'm used to, you know, doing that, and it's, like, a little difficult now, but, you know, I do my best, though, you know what I'm saying? I try not, like I said, I, despite all of these things, I'm going to tell you, life is still great because people are in a lot worse than, you know what I mean? So, you know, I really try not to complain.
Well, that's
about
not
things.
Why. You said life is still great because people are in a lot worse situation. That's not why life is still great, but.
Well, life is still great in spite of these things that we have to deal with, you know what I mean? Life is so grand because it really is. Because I look at the bigger picture, you know what I mean? Which is life itself, you know what I mean? Because, let me tell you something, when you got a pulse, you got a heartbeat, you know, and you're breathing on your own, you're doing well. Trust you, me. You know what I'm saying? So there's a whole lot of folks out there that are struggling to take their next breath. You know what I mean? So we have to really understand and appreciate this wonderful thing called life. Yeah, you know, granted, you know, we have some things that happen to us, but you always still have to keep it moving, keep pushing, you know, and that's why I try to keep that way. And I've learned to, you know, understand that. And every day I get up, every day I wake up in the morning, it's a new appreciation. You know what I mean? But if I can just get this procrastination thing, you know. That's the thing that's kind of ironic, though. Like, you would think with that, you know, you would think, procrastination, why would I have to be that's the irony of this whole thing, though, you know. I keep a positive frame of mind, you know, all the time. But yet, I'm always pushing things off, holding things. Why is that? That is the question.
See, that's, you got to get to the bottom of that one.
Yes.
To see what it is that causes you to procrastinate.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's an interesting thing to actually look into.
Mm-hmm.
Do you procrastinate when it comes to having to do things for other people?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
You do?
I'll procrastinate. But put it like this, right? It has to be fresh on my mind, right? Like, if, for example, if you tell me I need you to look something up for me or whatever like that, and if I can remember it, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? If it's right fresh on my mind, but I have to do it right then and there. Because if I say, all right, well, I'll put it on, you know, I'll do it tomorrow. You know?
Well,
no,
that's kind of just forgetfulness, Don. You sound like you're getting old to me, Don.
Well, maybe so. That's when, you know, maybe so.
You could just be getting old, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm starting to get a little bit old there, you understand? That's how it happens sometimes, you know.
Good. I realize, you know, my birthday is in 12 days, right?
Ah.
And I'm talking to my grandchildren.
Leo?
And I realize, pardon me?
You
yes,
Leo?
I am a Leo.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I am.
No wonder we get along well.
This whole time, I'm sitting here thinking, I was going to be 49. I'm going to be 48. I didn't even realize how old I was.
Trying to skip your
like,
years.
Okay.
Huh?
It doesn't really matter at this point.
Skip your years. Yeah, because I know you told me you're younger than me. I'll be 49, actually, in November. Yeah, so you could, you're like a year younger than me. Uh-huh.
Right, but I'm about to be 48. So it's like, okay. Thought I was 48 already.
But you know what it is,
over.
Too? I'm gonna tell you what I believe that, because I have the same issue with that. I'm gonna tell you what it is, right? Like with me, especially me, my birthday really comes late in the year. Yours comes like mid, you know, past the mid year, whatever.
Right.
And I think that's probably what it is, because sometimes we put ourselves ahead, like you know, because you know, it's not like your birthday is in January or February. You know what I mean? At the beginning of the year, you know what I mean. So once we hit that half mark, which is June, you know what I mean, then it seems like okay, so you got to wait all the way to August, and me, I got to wait all the way to November. I think that's what it is. I put my like me, I'm already 49, but I'm not. I didn't get 49 yet. You know what I mean?
Right. Like
I
this year, I'll be 49,
yes.
So I'm 49.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I understand. I get you
forward to the birthday.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Anything
special you got planned for the birthday?
Yes, we are going to have Thanksgiving in August. Because
right now?
My daughter is a wonderful cook, and we miss her cooking so much.
All right.
You know, so it's pretty much a family vacation. I'm going down with three of the grandchildren, and then my daughter's following us next week with another grandchild.
All right.
So, and I have family down there in Texas, so we're going to get together.
All right.
And
now.
On my birthday.
Hey, don't you got a speaking engagement or something? Don't you have to coming up?
On the 19th of of August, when I get back, I will be doing some workshops at the From Within conference, women's conference. And so that I'm looking forward to. And I'm not going to procrastinate on preparing for that. Because I'm taking my work with me. And I'm going to have my daughter help me out because she does these type of things. And so, you know, I'll have her help me out and do a professional presentation.
Great. Excellent.
And so, you know, I feel like I've been procrastinating because I've been trying to, you know, think about my approach and how I'm going to, you know, I know what our topic is going to be, developing sexual confidence.
Ooh.
And so, you know, we're going to be doing that. And I really wish it was mixed, you know, because I think it's different for women and men.
It is.
You know, I really think it's different for women and men.
Mm-hmm.
you know. But it maybe it's something
that
we'll bring up on Laid afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
After the conference, it might be a nice topic to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But we'll wait and discuss it later because we're procrastinators. No.
Absolutely. Let's put it off till tomorrow.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Okay, we got 90 seconds left for the show. Again, thank you for listening, if you're listening. We're here every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Next week is Girl Talk. And, goodness, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, we have Don't Forget About the From Within Conference on August 19th. It's going to be at John Jay College. Check out the Laid Workshop. If you're not already registered, you have to register through ICS. And that's about it. Good night, everybody.
All right, now. Have a good night.
Good night, Don.
All right, you too, Steph.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.